Time, the present. Place, the Wall Street office of Skylar Thompson, who has made himself president of an international banking firm at the age of 35. Though he's a genius for finance, Skylar is also human and has human weaknesses. In fact, he is so human that this morning he has had to dismiss his pretty secretary, Dolly Fry, simply because she distracts him from his work.
Girls like you are for the evening,
he tells Dolly.
They've no place in a bank. No more women in my office from now on.
But after an hour, the door behind him swings noiselessly open, and a tiny girl, pale, shabbily dressed, and looking thoroughly frightened, squeezes into the room. She tiptoes to Skylar's desk, waits for him to look up, and finally, she speaks.
Good morning. May I come?
Who are you?
How
did you get in here?
I waited until the man at the door turned his back for a second, and then I slid through.
Well, why did you want to see me?
Because you're the president of the bank? Oh, you are, aren't you? You're Mr. Skylar Thompson?
Yes, I am. And who are you?
Susie Wayne. Just nobody at all, but I had to see you. May I sit down?
Yes. But be brief.
I'm a stenographer. I want a position.
What?
Oh, please give me a job.
Well, I'm sorry, but you've come to the wrong place. I discharged my secretary this morning, and I intend to engage a man, that's all.
You mean that I'm to go?
Certainly I do. You've already taken up a great deal of my time.
Oh, I know, and I'm very sorry for that. But I'm not going.
What?
Oh, I can't give up so easily. It'd be cowardly. I might cry and try to work on your feelings, but I won't cry. Why, this very morning, the President of the United States is holding an investigation of my affairs.
An investigation of your affairs? What do you mean?
Well, here it is, in the Times. An investigation of the problems of the unemployed. I am that problem. I am the unemployed.
Why, yes. Yes, I suppose you are.
But if the president doesn't solve my problem by noon, we won't have anything to eat today. And nothing tonight. Or tomorrow morning, either.
Why, that's unbelievable.
Well, why should you be surprised? I've already told you I'm poor. I'm as poor as a church mouse.
Are you serious when you tell me that you're often hungry?
Hungry? Oh, that doesn't describe it. I belong to the poor who press their noses against windows. You've seen girls look in windows, haven't you?
Well, yes, at jewelry.
Well, I'm a delicatessen looker. I flatten my nose against a show window and imagine I'm eating.
Oh, why, you poor child.
For lunch, I look at frankfurters and potato salad. Well, then comes dinner.
Oh, dinner?
Well, dinner isn't so simple. I take a sardine and divide it.
You divide a sardine?
Yes. The tail is the appetizer. While I eat that, I look at trout and salmon. Then I turn my attention to the roast beef or to fried chicken. Whew. In the meantime, I've eaten 2/3 of the sardine. I divide the rest into small bits. You know, a little fruit, a little cheese.
And you want to work?
Work? Oh, I'll say I do. Look, Mr. Thompson, there's an empty table and a wonderful typewriter. It's such a temptation. Oh, let me sit down and use it. Ooh, you won't be sorry, because once I get a hold of a machine like this, the work'll fly. Dictate to me. Please dictate to me.
All right. Take this. Directors, General Oil Importing Company, Vienna. Gentlemen, at this time, I can inform you...
Faster, please.
That the negotiations of various European oil concerns...
Faster yet.
have been so successful as to practically assure my great project after the fulfillment of the usual legal requirements.
Oh, faster, much faster.
This transaction, which we consider of greatest importance to the industry, can be completed on the 24th of this month in the city of Paris. Very truly yours.
Done.
Well, of all the amazing...
Hello? Yes, this is the office of the president. You'd like to speak to Mr. Thompson personally? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Thompson isn't in just now.
What? You told them I wasn't in.
It was the safest thing to say.
Well, may I ask how you presumed to reach that conclusion?
It was a woman's voice.
It's remarkable.
Now, Mr. Thompson, isn't it time to sign your mail?
Yes, better get that done.
Hello? Oh, yes, just a minute. Will you speak to Mr. Frank Thompson?
Oh, my brother, yes. I'm to have lunch with him. Hello, Frank. I'll be right with you.
Mr. Thompson.
Wait a minute. This young lady here won't let me go till I've signed my mail. She's a human dynamo. No, she's not Miss Fry. Of course not. But the young lady who answered my telephone is my new secretary.
Oh.
Yes, I'll be right out.
Oh, you mean it? You are going to let me?
That's taken for granted. But I wonder if you'd mind, just for today, if I have my lunch first and then sign the mail afterwards.
Well, all right. But just for today.
Thank you. Well, see you later, Miss Wayne. I almost forgot. How could I have overlooked such an important matter? Miss Wayne, please to hand you a $10 advance on your salary.
Oh, Mr. Thompson, oh, you're so kind. I wonder if I...
What is it?
I would like to make a very important telephone call.
Oh, go right ahead. I'll leave you to yourself.
Oh, but I didn't mean that. It's not so very private. You'll see. Atlantic 11751, please.
Sure this isn't personal?
Oh, no, you'll see. The Thrifty Market? Mr. Marks, this is Susie Wayne. Will you please send some things up to my mother at once? Okay, 5 pounds of flour, 5 pounds of sugar, 1 pound of coffee, the best, and 6 eggs. No, a dozen eggs. 2 pounds of butter. No, not 1 pound. I mustn't spend too much.
Salary will be $30.
Six cans of sardines. And a half pound of chocolate, and a few frankfurters. The big ones? Wow.
Yes, of course, the biggest.
Yes, the biggest. And would you kindly tell my mother to get dinner ready? What? Oh, no, I couldn't afford a chicken.
Wait a minute. I was wrong. I mean, the salary will be $40.
Oh, yes, Mr. Marks, yes, a chicken, a big one, a fat one, and please tell my mother that I have a job, a wonderful job, and tonight she'll have a dinner, and what a dinner. Oh, tell her to cook everything. I want it all at once. Oh, Mr. Marks, I've just got a wonderful job. What a wonderful job.
You've been listening to the vocal stylings of Kristen James as Susie, Brad Oxnam as Skyler, and I'm your host, John Malden. This is the Inexplicable Dumb Show, The Ideas.
Also know there's like some initiatives out there that basically say all kids have to have the same access to that kind of stuff.
Right. That's so the other thing.
Yeah. So like if the kids don't have a computer at home that they can work on, learn that, which I know seems like a foreign, but kids who probably don't, so they can't. require like a Zoom link or a Zoom classroom provide that to them. So I think we're, but I'm sure they've been the computers. Meh.
Just, well, we got like every fifth syllable of that entire last speech.
Yep.
Well then, I guess that's.
So we're gonna have to pick up that speech. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That could be the outtake.
Yeah,
just that. Be like, this is not edited. And just do that. Not piece.
Edited. Yeah,
we don't have to give you context on what we were talking about.
Yes,
because you wouldn't be able to follow it at all.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.